My brothers and sisters, today's readings certainly emphasize the incredible and inexhaustible mercy of God. In the first reading from the book of Exodus, we see God forgiving the Israelites their great sins of idolatry and promiscuity when Moses intercedes for them. In the second reading from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, Paul reminds us that God forgave his great sin of persecuting the early church, even to the point of not only watching, but condoning the execution of the deacon, St. Stephen. And in the gospel reading today, we have the great parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. And if we were to have opted for the long version of the gospel, we would also hear the very familiar parable of the prodigal son. But I think we've heard that often enough that we can remember the substance of it if I continue to talk about it in the homily here. With God's mercy so abundant, we may wonder how anybody could possibly stay lost and unredeemed. We talk about the inexhaustible mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. To help answer this question, what am I going to turn to? Of course, an old Star Trek episode. Not just any Star Trek episode, but one from the original and to this day, for my money, the best, the original series. Hang with me here. In my bulletin article, I refer to a book back in the 80s called Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. We could paraphrase that. Everything I needed to know, I learned from the Bible or from a Star Trek or a MASH episode. But seriously, folks, as the saying goes, this episode is called Court Martial, because Captain Kirk is on trial for killing a member of his crew through negligence and cowardice. The crewman is thought to be lost in space because of a misjudgment on Captain Kirk's part. In reality, the crewman had faked his own death to frame the captain to avenge a perceived wrong that happened many years before. After an exhaustive search, they can't find the crewman anywhere. But during the trial, which is not going very well for the captain, he asks the important question whether the search they conducted could find someone who did not want to be found. Someone who is hiding. And the answer is no. The search presumed that the person was wanting to be rescued. So they conduct another, more extensive search, and the crewman is found hiding somewhere on board the Enterprise. And of course, Captain Kirk is cleared of all charges. So my little sharing this episode leads back to the question, with God's mercy so incredible and abundant, how could anybody stay lost and unredeemed? Well, the episode tells us the answer. They can stay lost and unredeemed if they're trying very, very hard to stay lost and unredeemed. Trying very hard to hide from the Lord, who seeks us out like the lost sheep and the lost coin. Remember, God is a gentleman who will not force us to love him. So as badly as he wants us to come home into his loving embrace, he will not force us because we are made in his image and likeness. I know I keep saying that, but it's important because that means that we are made reasonable and free, just like him. And for him to force us to love him would turn us into robots, because it would not be love at all, because real love has to be a free gift. So this means that for all of Moses' pleading with God for the Israelites, they could have continued to worship the golden calf. St. Paul could have continued to persecute the church. And the prodigal son could have clung to his pride, not gone home to his father, and died of physical and spiritual starvation. God is like the father who watches continually for his son's return, like the shepherd who seeks out and finds the lost sheep, and like the woman who scours the house to find the lost coin. And he relentlessly calls the lost to come home to him. However, he will not force anyone, and they can choose to stay lost. If people ever question the depths of God's mercy, they have but to look at the cross and see the lengths Christ went to get their attention and to give them a chance, to beg them to drink deeply from the font of his mercy. And this chance is not just for those who are obviously and utterly lost. It's for all of us. For all of us who can lose our way. And we do, in less obvious, less critical ways. Every day, each one of us loses our way a little bit because we choose to sin. And this is why prayerfully examining our consciences every day and asking for the Lord's forgiveness is critical. And why celebrating regularly the sacrament of God's mercy, the great sacrament of reconciliation, is so critical. Because as with anything else, an accumulation of smaller, more subtle decisions to drift away from God can leave us a bit lost. And if they're not attended to, and if they pile up, we can end up, without even our noticing, very lost. As I said, Jesus is a gentleman who seeks out and invites us to gather with him and to be more intimately in love with him. And that's called growing in holiness. In the final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me." There are some great paintings about this. Jesus knocking at the door, and if you'll notice in these paintings, there's no doorknob on the outside, no way to get in. That means that we have to open it from the inside to let him in. Do we hear his call to greater love, friendship, and intimacy? Do we hear him knocking? Will we open the door?